Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM
That's on the radio.
and online. We update every Wednesday
I'm
evening.
proud of you.
And I'm Megan,
And I'm Alice.
and we talk about video games. And thank you for being proud of me.
I am proud of you.
So, we talk about video games, we play a lot of video games, we collect video games.
Video games.
Video games. And we have some long winter months ahead of us. And that means it's the perfect opportunity to stay inside and play video games.
Yeah, even like it's not. Yeah, I feel our weather. It's pretty mild, which is nice, but also then I don't know, it can be slippery and ice, and then.
February's on its way, though.
Well, yeah. But yeah, you before we get into whatever you're talking about, which is video games. Let me tell you about a video game that I was playing. I actually did beat a video game, but I
Tell
beat.
me about the games that you're playing because you have
I
had.
already beat a video. Well, I beat it before. I played Rule of Rose again because I like it. Rule of Rose is a PlayStation 2 game from like I think it's I want to say 2002, 2003.
It's an oldie.
It is old. It's rated mature. It is a I want to say like a little bit of a psychological horror. It is Lord of the Flies-esque. That's the best way to describe it. You play as a character named Jennifer, who's very, very, very bad at combat. You have a dog named Brown, and it takes place mostly on a zeppelin, but it's supposed to be sort of like a manifestation of an orphanage.
A
Like,
British orphanage at that.
yeah, this takes place in Britain. Like, this is I want to say it's like 1930s Britain. Anyway, but I beat it again. It's a neat game. It's hard to get an actual physical copy. I do own a physical copy of this. It like the disc itself, I think, is around $200 ish.
You got it
I got it for
early.
45. Like I got
And you
it
got
a
it at a good
long
time.
time ago. Like I got it, I want to say 2006 is probably when I got it. That feels like around the time that I knew about the game and got it. Regardless. I played that, but what I've actually been playing with people is a game called Human Fall Flat, which is a game that came out in 2016 by a company called No Breaks, which is that's a cute name. And this is it's No Breaks and Code Glue. One these are cute names. And what it is, it's just sort of like it doesn't have to be a multiplayer game. It does actually have levels, like it's a game with levels, but it also is one of those where people can make their own levels, like. But it's primarily a kind of like a puzzle-solving platformer.
Okay, I'm down for that.
Yeah, it is very cute. You get to customize your little character. You can play with people. I would say that the thing is, the learning curve that people will have is that the mechanics in this game are a little finicky. Your character's purposely like a wobbly mess. Like
Yeah.
the me you.
That's where the challenge of it comes in,
Yeah,
right?
there is, yeah, and yeah, the fact is that your character is a little difficult to control. Basically, if you want to jump up or if you want to climb up, you have to physically, like, you have to make your camera look up and you have to make your character hold up both their hands. And your hands are, like, attached to different buttons. Like, for me,
Oh boy.
yeah. Initially, they're like attached to your two mouse buttons. So your right and your left. So your right and your left hand is your right and your left mouse buttons. For me, I couldn't do that. Like my brain doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So I had to do it. So I have like my left hand is attached to my personal left hand, and my right hand is attached to my right hand, right?
Right.
So. I after figuring that out and after like fiddling around with the controls and like altering it, I did find it was much easier. Like I think if people are having trouble with this, because I feel that that will be the thing that people will want to stop playing this game for, is because the controls are very, they're a little, they can be definitely unaccessible at times. Like, and I think there could be maybe just an option to turn down the wobbliness a little bit. Because I think, once again, some people just have problems with this regardless.
This makes me think of Octodad.
Yeah, actually, That's pretty apt, in terms, except for the fact that you can control your bottom half fairly well.
Okay.
But the top half, like, bottom half fairly well. You can jump, kind of, and you can, you know, but I would say the other thing is that you are very much, like, the physics of the world control you. So, like, if the world or if the platform you're on is slightly slanted, you will slide down.
Oh, boy.
Sort of, like, or, you know, there'll be a little bit resistance. And that's just sort of, like, the way that your character is rigged or towards the world, right?
Right.
Which, once again, can be difficult and can be annoying, right?
This is starting to remind me of Octodad combined with Fall Guys.
Yeah, and there is, like, I would say it's not bad. It has things like, so if you're playing with a group of people, if someone makes it to one, like, side or finishes a puzzle to another area, you can, like, basically respawn there. You can go there and respawn, so you, if you're having really hard time with puzzles, you don't have to.
Only one person needs to solve the puzzle.
Exactly. And, you know, but sometimes, obviously, you want to solve the puzzle. Like, I would say, as I've gotten more comfortable with it, I will, instead of just, like, because what you do is you just kill yourself, is how you'd, like, jump off a place and then you will reload. That's just
you
how
respawn.
It goes.
Yeah.
But what I will do is I will try and finish the puzzle, even if someone has made it. Just because I'm like, if I can make it, I can make it. If I don't, you know, I have that safety net. It's hilarious. Like, playing with people is probably, I would say that's probably the most fun. Because, and it is also because the controls are terrible.
Right.
Because you can do things, like, you can help people up, but obviously you can hinder, you can grab onto people. You can pick people up to an extent. You can drag them with you down to your death.
If I'm going down with this puzzle, you're coming with me?
Yeah, it's a fun game where you can, like, I like it because I can be a little bit of a little butt. Like, it's one of those games, and I can do some puzzles, like, some things I can definitely figure out, but other times I'm just, like, there to mess with my friends.
Yeah.
And it is a game that is, like, it sort of is, like, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to fiddle around. It's very funny. Like, I would say the other thing that we have discovered or that is implemented in this game is sometimes there are driving mechanics for certain things, and the driving mechanics consist of, a lever that goes back or forth. And so, obviously, you have two levers that will control sort of, like, the left side and right side or something.
Sort of like a rowboat situation.
Yeah, it's terrible. And it's so hard to control. It's absolutely, and it's very funny. Like, once again, because you have a lack of control in this game, it makes for some very hilarious things. And it's just, it is very funny. It's a game, and it's fun. Like, I would say, not all, like, we've mostly done levels that are made by other people, not, like, the actual developers, the community levels, I guess.
Right.
And some aren't as good as others, because some are, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do. Like, there's not a lot of feedback, or it's just sort of, we get stuck at one point, and we're just like, okay, well, we've been here for half an hour, we're nowhere.
Time for the next level.
Yeah, which is kind of nice. Like, there are some that are just, like, really cool, they're fun, they're balanced, and they're enjoyable, or they're very, like, visually, like, one we played was called Hike, and it was just, like, it was an absolutely huge level, and it was really beautiful and well done, and it was a community level, yeah.
So you get to have some creativity with this if you desire.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very neat game, it's funny, it's also very fairly cheap. Like, I want to say I got it for, I think, around, like, $7.99, maybe originally it's, like, $10, $12, it's a really neat little game. Once again, I like the customizability. Once again, you can customize the heck out of your little character. You can, like, paint on it, draw on it. Like, our friend, he made himself, which is really cute, and it's very, very, you can tell it's him.
Yeah, he's got the hat and everything.
Yeah. So it's a nice little game, and for games that if you want to play with people, that's a really good one. It's fun.
For $8 for the amount of laughing that I heard from you as you're playing?
It's made me cry from laughing because just of some of the things we've done. Because it is a very funny game. And it's just, yeah. Once again, the controls do, I think, make it that much more hilarious. Because some of us are very confident with what we do. And then immediately, you know, fall to our death.
Right.
It's very good. It's very comedic. Yeah, I recommend it. It's very cute. fairly inexpensive. It is also on PlayStation 4, I believe. It must be on other stuff. Like, I feel it's a Unity game, and it's sort of like, it would be some, maybe not the Switch, but anyway.
Someday, maybe.
Yeah. That's what I've been playing.
Yes. And I am still chipping away at Hollow Knight, but I know eventually I'm going to want to pick up some games, like I said, to get through the soon-to-be long and cold Winnipeg winter months.
Is it going to be? Yeah. It's not going to be cold, though. It's going to be warm.
You're very full of denial, and I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be nice and warm. Mild winter.
So we have an expansive library of games that we can go back and visit, and these are games that we would like to recommend to you because, well, they are good, they can take some time to beat, and they are currently out. So, and a lot of them are from this year, too.
Yeah, before you say that, though, let's talk about Mario 35.
Mario 35. I mentioned it before.
Yeah, but now we've actually seen it in action. And what do you think about Mario 35?
It is a lot of fun, but it can also be very frustrating, but most importantly...
It's weird, but very interesting.
It is, yeah, they've smoothed a lot of the original Mario Brothers game out to make this.
Well, just, so what is it? Remember, it's like, if you remember Tetris 99, which is like, it was, you're up against 98 other people. This is, you're playing Mario levels from the original Mario, but you're up against
34
other people, right? Because you're
35 competitors altogether, yeah. Including yourself.
Yeah.
And it is for the 35th anniversary.
Which makes sense, but it's sort of like, once again, so if you die, then you're out, and you want to get the last person, but there's things that you can do, like you can send enemies to other people, to like mess with other people. There is, I think, a time limit, because...
There is a time limit, but as you...
keep in mind, yeah.
As you get one-ups, free lives, or destroy enemies, or get to the end, your timer will go up to a max of 400 seconds, mm-hmm. which can be sped up as you get further into the challenge.
Yeah, as there are less and less people. So once again, there's 35 people, and as everybody sort of dies or whatever, yeah. You can also go to levels like where there's Bowser, right? And you can send Bowser to people, which is kind of funny. But obviously then if people get Bowser, you can kill Bowser and then you can send him to other people, which is, I just think it's very interesting, because there's way more strategy to the game than just playing Mario, right?
Way
just
more than you initially thought,
A
right?
To B, right? Well, Mario, once again, I don't play that Mario because it gives me anxiety. Watching Mario go over jumps, I don't like that. I don't like watching him fall.
Do you think you'd be able to give this one a try? Because it is more of a limited level run as you go along.
No. I'm not a fan of 2D Mario.
Okay, you'll watch me.
They just stress me out. I like 3D Marios, but even Mario 64, I'm thinking, Mario jumps over big gaps and falls down. I don't like it. But I think, I love the concept for this. Like, I'm also really not into competitive games at all. I do like that there's, like, obviously no one's yelling at you as, you know, you're playing through Mario levels.
That's a really nice thing about being on the Switch and playing these online games is you don't get to hear anybody else cursing
There's a limited amount of, like, voice competitive or whatever, right? Yeah. Which is, it is nice. Obviously, the Switch knows what they're doing. This is a console for families and children, right?
Right.
That's what they're... intending it to be for, so they don't want to have that, you know, typical chat language or chat, I don't know, thing that comes with online games, right?
So if you don't want to be playing this competitive game against...
Stressful game.
There's other stressful games that I will recommend to you.
Thank you.
So speaking of Mario, I'm also going to suggest Mario Maker 2, which... I believe runs on the same engine as Mario 35.
Yeah, which it would make sense.
So you can play the story if you want to just play the story. You can make your own levels or you can compete on other people's levels. And it is still a lot of fun. It is a lot of challenge. And some levels aren't too hard or a bit more chill. You have the nice musical levels.
Well, there's also, like, parody levels or, like, people have done, like, Dark Souls, right? Or, like, I think those are cute. Not necessarily, once again, I'm not going to play them. I'm just going to be like, wow, someone took a long time to make this, and that's really cool. Like, I can appreciate the time and effort that goes into a good Mario Maker game or level, but I'm not going to do that.
And it is fun to make your levels and play through them and to post them just to see what other people think. So it is well worth checking out, well worth picking up. And if I'm going to keep going on Mario because I'm making some game suggestions here. Mario 3D All-Stars. If you're looking for something a little more on the 3D level, it's also pretty great. We still need to play through Mario Galaxy, but...
Oh, yeah. I like Mario Galaxy. I beat that one. That was one of my favorite... Once again, I like the 3D Marios. They're more conducive to me and my brain. Mario Odyssey was great. I love Mario Odyssey. It's beautiful. Fun game.
It's a great game. And Mario 3D All-Stars is only here till March, which, you know...
Once again, it's weird. Yeah. I don't like it. Nintendo doesn't need to do this. Nintendo knows what they're doing. It's fine, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, Nintendo.
Well, I'm just like, capitalism.
And on the Switch, you can still play on the Switch. I'm going to suggest Stardew Valley. It's for Switch, PC, everything. And PlayStation 4. Yeah. I'm going to do a bit of overlap here with other consoles that we have.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah. So, Stardew Valley, if you're looking for something else more chill and along the lines of a Harvest Moon, but a little more challenging, I'd say.
I don't know. I haven't played that much Harvest Moon, to be honest with you. I think Stardew Valley is way more accessible. I think it's easier. It's nicer, like, in terms of the mechanics are more forgiving, I think, than a Harvest Moon. And Harvest Moon feels pretty, like, definite and finite.
Yeah, and, well, this one also has combat mechanics should you want to go out into the world to fight monsters as well. So you got a whole variety of different ways that you can play this game, if you so choose.
I like Stardew Valley. I have not beat it. I don't know if there's a beating. Like, there is sort of a story end, I believe, to Stardew Valley, because there is an underlying story to Stardew Valley, which is great. But I just stopped playing. I think I was actually playing on the Switch, which makes me sad now, because if I play it again, I'm going to play it on PC and I'm not going to, it's fine. I have a lot of hours in that game.
I almost think we have it for the PlayStation as well.
Well, probably. I really like Stardew Valley. I think, once again, if you like a Harvest Moon type game, this is one of the better Harvest Moon like games. It has a lot to it.
And you can romance people, too, if you want to have a love story.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think that's one. Once again, that's why people play Harvest Moon, I think. And similarly, like, Stardew Valley has, like, inspired people to, like, get farms. So I think that's a testament to, like, how enjoyable this game is. You know what I mean?
So, yes, those are some recommendations. We also have Outer Worlds came out at the beginning of this year. Oddly enough, that seems so long ago now.
Yeah, I was like, really? Yeah. Yeah. It was like in March or something, yeah.
No, it was back in January because I got a tooth out.
Oh!
I remember this because this is the only thing that made me happy.
That's hilarious. Amazing.
Yeah, so Outer World is an excellent game that you go and you explore the outer echelons of space and a collapsing society.
Yeah, it's written by the people who I want to say Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, not Fallout 3 maybe, but New Vegas.
Yeah.
And the original Fallouts, I believe, yes. Like 1 and 2. And they went on because, you know, Bethesda didn't want them to do certain things, so they decided to go and make their own game sort of thing. I really like Outer Worlds. I haven't played the DLC, but I would like to. I think it's something that could have continued stories. Like, I would say if you like the Fallout series, this is a really good, like, game that is similar to that.
This has a great sense of humor.
Yeah, it's very funny. Like, I was gonna say, it's a very funny game. It's a good looking game. I think it's pretty fun. Like, it's similar to the Bethesda style games, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
right? Different enough that I'm not bored by the mechanics like I am with Skyrim and Fallout. That's just me.
It's probably because there is a finite amount of story that you can go through and situations. There is an end game situation that's easy enough to get to.
Yeah, it's not like 40 hours and I'm not done. Or 40 hours and I'm like, I could beat the game, but yeah. Why? Anyway, I liked Outer Worlds a lot.
Another one of our top games this year, which is going to be coming out with a sequel, unless it's already out for the PlayStation 5, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Miles Morales is out for the PS5. Apparently, it's amazing. Do we have PS5? No.
Not yet.
Will we get one? I don't know. It doesn't...
It won't be in the nearest of futures, but it will happen. And...
I really want to play Bugsnax. Like, Miles Morales looks amazing, but the game that I'm kind of really interested in for PS5 is Bugsnax. Like, it looks really fun. So, I love when absolutely bizarre games are like, that looks like the best game out of all of them.
But yeah. Spider-Man on its own is still an excellent game well worth
Spider-Man
picking up.
It's only for the PlayStation 4, though, FYI.
Yeah.
Because Sony owns Spider-Man, and Sony won't let anybody else have Spider-Man at all. Like, once again, check out the Marvel Avengers game, where Spider-Man is PlayStation exclusive. You can only get him on the PlayStation version. Which is... Yeah. But anyway. The Spider-Man game is fantastic. I didn't beat all the DLC because it got too hard and I didn't want to lower my difficulty.
We'll get you there.
I don't know. I'm like, will my hands be good anymore? Like, will I have that muscle memory? Because the first boss in that last DLC was super difficult. But once again, I enjoy this game. It's fun. Like, it's legitimately a very fun game. The story is fine. Like, it's a Spider-Man story. It feels like a Spider-Man movie in a way, right?
In the fun way.
Yeah. Well, once again, I've always liked the Spider-Man movies. Like,
they're fun movies. Don't get me wrong.
I'm fine with them. I'm fine with every Spider-Man movie, pretty much.
Even the worst of the worst is still entertaining in the best way.
I still like Spider-Man. I just enjoy Spider-Man as a character. He's enjoyable. This is a great iteration. What Miles Morales game looks amazing. Want to play it. Don't have a PlayStation 5. Send me one, please.
And I am almost willing to pick up Horizon Zero Dawn again.
Yeah.
Because...
Did you not beat... You didn't do the DLC, did you?
I got to parts of it.
Well, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Horizon Zero Dawn, which... when did that come out? 2017? 18?
I believe it's 17. We saw it at our friend's place when it first came out.
Yeah.
And we ended up picking up that copy a little bit later on play for ourselves.
By picking up, is she gave it to us. gave it to us. I was supposed to trade it in and never did because I was like, I want to play this video game. Horizon Zero Dawn is like, I want to say like post-apocalyptic, right? Like that is what we're in, but it's where society is almost reverted to...
a primal...
Yeah, kind of state where, you know, we use sticks and stones and fire is scary and stuff.
Most knowledge of modern science today has been lost because there was something bad that happened.
Something that happened. And so we're in this world and you play as a character named Aloy, which is, you know, Alloy, right?
Yeah.
Because they all have names that are sort of thing. Anyway... It's a really good game. It's also, like, it's quite long. Like, it's a beefy game. I like the story, the combat. Like, that's one of my favorite games just to play because the combat is so fun. Like, killing things or fighting the robots in that game is genuinely so fun.
And the story is just so interesting.
It's very interesting.
I would love to see a movie or book adaptation of this.
Yeah, like, I would say the movie, you know, it could never be...
Okay, a TV series. A well-thought-out TV series.
Well, you know, we have seen, I would say, The Witcher is proof that, you know, a video game can be adapted to a good series. Like, you can do it. You can do it. It just takes some time and effort. But yeah, I would say Horizon Zero Dawn, like, it would be cool to see as a series because there is so much world building there. Like, there is more than just, you know, Aloy. We could not have it be about her at all, right?
We can have it set in the same world with...
Yeah.
Yeah.
With what? Because once again, I think in the second game we're going to, I want to say, San Diego area because it takes place, I want to say, Colorado area? The first game? Like, there's mountains and forests. It does take place in very specific parts of the United States. I know that. For much. And I know there's going to be ocean and there's going to be actually maybe good swimming mechanics in the second one because that was maybe my only complaint was the swimming mechanics in First Horizon Zero Dawn were just bad. They just didn't make sense. But that's fine. You know, everything else was great. I could, and there wasn't, it's not like I had to swim, right?
Right.
Like, and it's not like I died when I touched the water, which I appreciate.
Yes.
That could have been an option, and they didn't do that, so I appreciate that.
Now, running off the same engine as Horizon Zero Dawn, we got another excellent game by Hideo Kojima, which is one of your favorites. So yeah. Tell us about some Death Stranding as a good game to play over the winter.
Okay, Death Stranding is a good game because it's long. Like, okay. Okay, but here's the thing. I love Death Stranding, and I love it a lot. But I also acknowledge that Hideo Kojima doesn't know how to write women characters, and there are things about his game that people will just absolutely hate because they can be seen as either pretentious or, like, why? Like, you know, for example, you know, Metal Gear Solid 4 has, like, a two-hour cutscene, you know?
Oh, yes.
It just sort of, like... I get it why people would not want to, but I think I really enjoy the story. I personally love the mechanics in this game. I love delivering packages. I've talked about this before, about how I enjoy, like, that aspect of the game in particular. And even when it's the same delivery, I'm like, oh, it's fine. I'm just gonna, like, I'll stop over here and I'll stop over here and just drop off all these and get all my little points.
You like completing tasks in games.
Yeah.
Like, you love solving your mysteries and
I like to delivering. Check off those. I love the delivering. And it's just, it's weirdly satisfying. Also, I think the game is visually very good. Oops. But yeah. It's not a game for everyone. It's also a slog. It also is, like, weird and tedious at sometimes. Like, at one point, you don't get your baby, which is, like, your baby detects your enemies.
Right.
And that is just, like, it's kind of great because it is a moment where it's, like, it's actually kind of scary. You're like, oh, no, the thing that I had this whole time that was with me, like, my little companion character, basically,
yes.
is gone. And now I'm sad, and I'm worried because I know there are things around, but I just can't see them. I just have to drive really fast, hopefully, through all this snow. But there are things, once again, I like this game. I acknowledge its faults, because there are, but it's not a game for everybody. And I just, like, I have to preface that, because it's a Hideo Kojima game, and those yes. games just aren't for everybody. Then just how it goes.
And my last recommendation, and probably one of my most favorite games this year, it's one of the most beautiful games I think I've seen, is Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an excellent game. I found it a lot of fun. And afterwards, there is the multiplayer challenges that you can do, and New Game Plus, which I will be picking up at some point. It is a stunningly beautiful game, and it is so much fun to play. In the same way that the combat mechanics of Horizon Zero Dawn were so solid, the game mechanics of this are so solid as well. The story is a little bit tropey, but that it's still a good story and still well worth the playthrough. So those are some of the games that we recommend for the coming winter. Especially if you're stuck inside, it's cold out, and you just want to curl up under a blanket and keep yourself entertained, check out these games. And a lot of them you can actually get on sale. You can get them used. You can get them...
Yeah.
They're accessible out there.
Yeah, or they're available somehow, usually. Yeah. I would say, once again, you can also just check out. There are ways to get games way cheaper than,
yes.
you know, like a Steam. Like, yeah. there are other stuff.
But that's everything we got for you for this week. And you know what? Keep changing.
Bye.